Hi, Mark Ravisky here for Parables That Preach, a podcast for preachers. Today is Tuesday, December 24th, 2019, and this is episode 59.
And it is called Letters to Santa. This time of year, kids prepare their Christmas list for Santa. And in doing so, they have to evaluate how good they have been. We know the song, You Better Watch Out. You better not cry. Well, let me read to you some real letters that were written to Santa. Dear Santa Claus, when you come to my house, there will be cookies for you. But if you are real hungry, you can use our phone to order a pizza to go. Dear Santa, I want a puppy. I want a playhouse. Thank you. I've been good most of the time. Sometimes I'm wild. Dear Santa, you did not bring me anything good last year. You did not bring me anything good the year before that. This is your last chance. Signed, Alfred. Dear Santa, there are three little boys who live at our house. There is Jeffrey, he is 2. There is David, he is 4. And there is Norman, he is 7. Jeffrey is good some of the time. David is good some of the time. But Norman is good all the time. I am Norman. Dear Santa, I'll take anything because I haven't been that good this year. Dear Santa, I'm not going to ask for a lot this year. Here's my Christmas list. The entire Diary of a Wimpy Kid book series. I would like the entire Star Wars trilogy movies on Blu-ray with 4K capabilities. I would like a set of colored pencils. And finally, my big gift, my own iPad Gen 7. But I don't want to be really selfish, so if you need to, you can drop the colored pencils. We have 5 kids at our house, and last year we put a present under our tree and did not have a tag on it. When we asked the kids to look at it, they wondered who it would go to. And we told them it would be for whoever was the best during the year. And our oldest immediately said, well, it's not me. We told them it was for all of them because they're all great kids. By the way, it was bead art, and they all loved it. Christmas is a magical time of year for children, and they do some serious self-evaluation. But I hope you realize this Christmas, when you do your self-evaluation, you don't deserve the iPad, or the colored pencils, or the puppy, or whatever's on that list. We don't deserve the greatest gift of all, Jesus Christ, but God loved us so much that He sent Him anyway that first Christmas. And that is a reason worth celebrating. This has been Mark Ravisky for Parables That Preach. Until next time, preach the word.